Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our next guests are here to preview tonight's APK presentation titled Allen Among the Otna Encounters Along Alaska's Copper River, 1885. We have Russ Vanderlucht. He's a PhD candidate in Arctic and Northern Studies at UAF, and Claire Imamura, who's public services librarian at Alaska State Library. Welcome to the show, you two.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks.
It's nice to have you two here. Claire, can you give us the details on tonight's presentation?
Sure. We're happy to have Russ here today. He's going to talk about his research on the Copper River and Lieutenant Allen's expedition today at 5:30 at the APK Lecture Hall. And for those of you that don't know, APK is the State Library, Archives, and Museum. So that's at 395 Whittier.
Okay. And how did this come to be? Is this part of a series, right?
Well, not officially.
Okay.
Russ just contacted us and was going to be in town, and we're so excited to have some content that's about outside of Southeast. We get a lot of speakers who are very Southeast focused, but we are a statewide institution, so we're really happy to have this opportunity to learn more about other parts of Alaska.
Okay. Russ, you're working on your PhD up at UAF, right?
I am.
And is it centered around Allen among the Otna, I'm guessing.
Yeah, sure. Broadly, it looks at military-indigenous relationships in the late 19th century. And so you take what was going on in the American West and transplant it up to Alaska. And so I'm looking at how the Army explored and interacted with the indigenous people here in Alaska.
Okay. Can you start by giving us a bit of a geography lesson? Where
sure.
is the Copper River?
So the Copper River happens to be one of the largest rivers emptying into the Gulf of Alaska. It's not in Southeast, but if you go up towards Cordova, it's just east, maybe 30 miles, the mouth of the Copper River from Cordova, Alaska. And then it drains pretty much a large section of the Wrangell-St. Elias, Chittenah River areas, and all the way up to Glen Nolan and the Alaska Range. So it's a very large glacial-fed river.
Got it. And I think I've heard of the famous, you know, Copper River Reds. So our sockeye,
that's
right. Part of the run up there.
It has a wonderful salmon run, of course. And it was also later the route of the Copper River and Northwestern Railway, which reached into the Kennecott mine there for copper. And it was also a route that the Army was looking at in terms of an all-American route to the Yukon River. And so that's what this expedition was looking to find.
Wow. When we think of the scope of a river like that, is there something that you could compare it to, like when we think of the Mississippi or the Yukon or something like that?
Well, it's not as big as those rivers, but it's certainly more wild. And it hundreds of years ago, it actually went underneath the glaciers. And so it's a very rapid river and has a lot of canyons and very difficult. You can't take a steamboat up it, or if you do, at great hazard. And so it was quite a challenge to ascend either by boat or push a railway through. And Allen's plan to get up the river was to go up on ice in March before breakup. And so that was how he was going to attempt to get into the interior.
And may I ask, your focus is on military interaction with indigenous populations. How did that come to be a focus for you?
Well, I'm in the military, and so I'm still active duty right now. I'm a lieutenant colonel in the Army, and I was fascinated by this lieutenant who is fresh out of West Point, and he didn't seem to fit the mold of a lot of the Army on the frontier. They were still fighting the Indian Wars. Where he came from in the West. And so he comes to Alaska and he has a very different attitude towards indigenous peoples. And in fact, there was quite an attitude of respect both ways, mutual respect. And he was quite successful as a result. So I was fascinated by this. And also his expedition was enormous in its scope. He went all the way from the Gulf of Alaska, north of the Arctic Circle, and then out to the Bering Sea. So he crossed the entire state. And so that was also a fascinating part for me.
And talk to us a little bit about the relationship between the Otna people and the Copper River.
Okay. Well, the Otna people were the first people living in the Copper River drainage, and it was a very isolated area, and so it was one of the last areas really to experience contact with Westerners due to its isolation. And so in 1885, when Allen went up the Copper River, this was the first time that many of them had seen folks other than themselves, certainly not a white military officer in an expedition. So that created a certain dynamic. And there was several dynamics going on. Another one was everyone was starving, both the Otna because of the time of year and the lack of game during that particular time, but also the expedition. In order to ascend the river, they had to pretty much cache all of their supplies and basically rely on help from the native people and living off the country. So it was a very interesting and hungry time for everyone.
Wow. What can people expect tonight?
Well, it's going to be fun. Lots of multimedia. As part of my research, I retraced the route and did that from the air. So there's going to be some video footage of the river at the same time Allen would have ascended it. And I've also looked at indigenous perspectives. So there's going to be that aspect, some interviews and some narratives brought into the presentation as well.
How long have you been focused on this?
Oh, wow. Well, I've been interested in it for over a decade, but more intensely so research-wise in the past few years. So,
what surprised you most as part of your research?
I think what's really stuck with me is how positive this expedition was. I mean, here you have a military officer essentially trespassing through the land of the Otna people, and he's very well received. And many of the oral histories we have now, they all celebrate his arrival. And that's a very interesting aspect because you don't find that for other expeditions. So we have a lot of interviews from about 50 years ago and even more recent that are oral histories of this expedition. And they add sort of a fascinating dimension so that it's not just another hero doing heroic things, but it's truly a story of him being guided and interacting with these people.
Got it. And remind us of Allen's full name again, please.
Henry T. Allen.
Okay. Right. And Claire, can you give us the details on this evening, please?
Yes. It's 5:30 this evening, Thursday, at the APK.
Okay. And the title is Allen Among the Otna Encounters Along Alaska's Copper River, 1885. And Dr. Russ Vanderlucht will be giving that presentation. We've been hearing his voice on today's show. Is there anything we're missing, either of you, that you'd like to add?
Well, I'm not a doctor yet.
Oh, that's right.
You can still come to my presentation. Still working on it.
Future doctor.
Thank you for being so honest. It was nice meeting you. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
This is Bird Note.